This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on Decline in Consumer Price Index. The participants are Avinash Gaurakshakar, Economic Analyst, and Bala Nagendran D., Akashvani Correspondent.
The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation has released the data of consumer price inflation yesterday. As per the data, there is a decline in the consumer price inflation, as well as the food inflation. We are going to talk more about the CPI and its implications and future prospects with the help of the July 2024 data. To talk more on this, I am joined by an expert filled with experience, Mr. Avinash Gaurakshakar. Sir, welcome.
Thank you.
I would like to ask you to explain, what do we mean by CPI and how the data is compiled? What is it all about generally?
First of all, the consumer price index is a peer indicator of the, you know, degree of price volatility in both the rural and the urban markets in terms of essential commodities and in terms of essential services. This is an index where, the measurement of the cost of living and the measurement of volatility price increases gets reflected very easily. There are two types of indexes, the consumer price index and the wholesale price index. The consumer price index is more micro oriented, while the WPI is more macro oriented. I think, if one were to look at micro specific factors, then I think we first look at the CPI numbers, which is a clear indication whether the economy is controlling inflation properly or not. And then we move on to the WPI index, which is more on the macro side and which covers a larger base of commodities and products and which gives you a much broader picture. But CPI is more micro oriented. So it gives you a more specific view on a particular kind of segment.
There is a mentioning that rural and urban. So CPI rural, CPI urban. How do we dissect this?
Yeah, I think clearly CPI rural and CPI urban is different from one another because obviously the constituents of both the rural as well as the urban CPI indexes, the segmentation are different. But what is important, Bala, is that this time the number which has come, in the month of July, that is the July CPI number, it is one of the lowest numbers which you have seen for a very long time. I think if I'm not wrong, the number was around 3.54%. And to a large extent, food inflation has come down, which is one of the key reasons why the CPI number is down. And this is definitely a good positive sign because the moment CPI index, level goes down, it clearly indicates that there is a propensity that possibly, the government could reward industry with the interest rate cut because obviously inflation is very closely connected to interest rates. And whichever industries are highly sensitive to interest rates would definitely benefit. And this time, hopefully, if the monsoons are good, the rain fatal, contribution exposure is very well spread out, then we could expect that food inflation could come down further. And that could actually mean that, most of the industry observers are looking at possibly that post-September, we could see interest rates cutting down, after September onwards. Now, this is definitely a good sign for the economy because whenever interest rates fall, growth propensity increases and the industry delivers in a much better way.
The growth propensity increases and it reveals a positive news for the consumers as well. Before delving into the July data, could you tell us on what basis the rural and urban CPI calculation done by considering the year of 2011 and 12?
I think, clearly the base year has been 2011. Clearly, we follow the CPI index based on the fact that it's been calculated looking at the base year of 2011. But even if one were to take the base year as 2016 or 2017, I think, frankly, the index is a statistical kind of, finally an outcome. So once the base year is decided, in most probability, this base year is not changed that frequently unless, something majorly is distorted. I mean, the government agencies also normally don't change the base year that frequently. So typically, I think even if it is not 2011 and even if we take, let's say, 2016 or 17 as the base year, I feel this is definitely a good sign. CPI numbers, have to be taken with a slight pinch of salt, to be very honest with you, Bala. But at the end of the day, they give you a clear indication of how the economy is managed in terms of inflation, in terms of the standard of living, and most importantly, how are interest rates going to be managed in the next, say, few months or, in the next coming quarters. Because obviously, interest rate management is a clear indication and a clear propensity of, CPI as well as WPI numbers.
So purchasing power of a consumer is determined by the rise and fall of the numbers in CPI?
Absolutely. I think lower the CPI inflation clearly indicates that the purchasing power of the customer is much higher, and that increases the value of money for the customer.
In general definition, we say inflation is nothing but too much of money chasing too few goods. The CPI, it is showing that 3.54% from 4%. So by terms of numbers, it may look little, but in terms of the macro aspect, it is beneficial to the largest populace, which is our consumers. What are the factors that have contributed to the decrease in CPI in July 2024?
No, I think as I mentioned to you, the CPI has come down largely because of the decline in the food inflation. Plus, I think clearly if you look at other essential food grades of food grains as well as essential commodities like dals and pulses, you know, these prices have also remained under control. So basically a major weightage for the consumer price index is the food inflation. If the food inflation is much below what the targeted level is, that actually has given a big propensity because, you know, in the WPI, we have got macro variables like the crude prices, global interest rates, all these things come in the WPI index. As far as the CPI is concerned, it is the food inflation index, the food prices, which are very much important when you look at the overall CPI number. So, you know, one reason is obviously the food inflation, and I think clearly better management, better supply logistics, you know, from the government side, which has ensured that prices have not been very volatile in this period.
Now, talking about the food inflation, sir, which is actually highly noted across the country. When we talk about rise in the price, especially when the rise in the price of the essential hurts the largest population of our country. And talking about the reduction in food inflation since June 2023, this is the lowest. So what it signifies? Is it signifies that people have consumed less, or is it signifies that we are producing more?
Well, actually, it doesn't mean that we are not supplying to the entire nation. What it means is that food grains are being supplied to all the citizens of the country at better affordable prices. Whenever food inflation goes up, that clearly means that essential, you know, commodities, essential products, which are part of the index, they become exorbitantly high. And even within the government's public distribution system, which it has, the government tries to stabilize the prices. So I think clearly a lower food inflation figure is definitely good if it is sustainable. I think we have seen the July number, but we need to see maybe another 2-3 months of consistent number on the food inflation side. Hopefully this year the monsoon has been good. So my sense is that if the monsoons are good, we could see higher production of food grains, and that could essentially, you know, increase the supply of food grains, which could actually keep prices low. And finally, food inflation would remain at a lower level.
In one of your earlier responses, you have touched upon the cut in the interest rate. I'm talking about the monetary policy of the RBI. Do you think that this July 2024 decline in CPI and food inflation, would the Monetary Policy Committee be tempted to consider the interest cut in coming bi-monthly policy meeting?
Yeah, I think all the triggers for an interest rate cut look very much possible. And I think the Indian economy is shaping up pretty well. But I think normally the RBI also takes a clue from what the global central banks are doing. I think if you see the US Fed policy, they have also clearly indicated that post-September there could be an interest rate cut happening. And that is because inflation in the US has also come down to manageable levels. And that has given them the comfort and the confidence that if inflation comes down, then obviously the scope for interest rate remains. So here we'll have to wait and watch how the RBI governor reacts, you know, to how the US Fed central government, you know, also cuts interest rates. But even if there is a proactive call, that is, we decide to cut interest rates before the US Fed government does, our sense is that maybe for the next 2 months, you know, the RBI governor will also look at the progress of the monsoon. Currently, crude prices have again shot up by about 2-3%. So that is also a very important indicator before deciding to go for any interest cut or not. So I think maybe the next 2-3 months are very crucial. Maybe post-September, the possibility is extremely looking positive for a 25 basis cut, which could start the beginning of an interest rate cut cycle here in the Indian market.
I am tempted from your response to ask you on the sectoral aspects, especially in agriculture and the allied sectors. Do you think that the agriculture and the allied sector fare well in coming days in the market?
Yeah, I think agriculture sector should do well. I think hopefully this year we have a well-distributed spatial distribution of the monsoon. I think agriculture sector should do well. The government has also focused in a big way. The recent budget has also announced several measures for the agriculture sector, specifically for agri, you know, not only are interest rate subsidies are given, banking funding is also increased quite significantly. And most importantly, if the production of agriculture, you know, grains and commodities increases significantly, then I think to a large extent, the management of these food grains and the prices are going to be obviously positively impacted by the government, you know, regulations and, you know, actions. The government has been making conscious efforts that through the PDS system, they have been giving high support prices to the farmers. And that essentially will mean that whatever produce the farmers make, that will be sold at competitive rates, which actually benefits both the farmers as well as the final customer.
Again, I would like to bring you back to the RBI. When we speak about this RBI's monetary policy and the positivism towards an expected rate cut, what is your take on inflation target framework, which is 4% plus or minus 2%? Already, we are well on track towards achieving the framework target. We are inside the framework, as a matter of fact. This sort of efforts and this sort of outcome, like July, if it continues in the month of August and say September also, do you think that we would reach exactly the 4% of inflation?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, if possibly the next 2 months inflation remains well under control, then I think we are definitely headed for lower interest rates. The negative surprise could come in from higher crude prices. I think geopolitically, you know, now we have seen some unrest happening in Israel, Iraq. And most importantly, if crude prices start moving up, then I think that could be a little negative for the interest cuts to happen immediately. As I mentioned earlier, interest rates are a function of how crude prices move up, how food inflation, you know, goes up. So crude, if it is under manageable control, then I think things should be perfectly okay for a rate cut happening in the next couple of months. But if crude prices move up sharply, then I think the RBI may again take a cautious stand and, you know, look at more of a hawkish kind of approach rather than a dovish approach.
The downside effects or risks like the geopolitical scenario, which is unpredictable, and the tensions happening in the Eurasian region, Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East, and volatility in the crude market. Do you think despite achieving the reduction or a declining trend in CPI, we need to be cautious? We cannot take this scenario into complacency?
No, exactly. I think in no way can the RBI be complacent. And I think the RBI has done a great job in ensuring that the economy has been managed extremely well. Our trade deficit has been under very good control. Our fiscal management, the rupee stability, and plus on the other hand, you know, managing micro level factors like food grain prices on a regular basis have been the hallmarks of RBI. RBI has always consciously looked upon conservative targets. And I think this 4% inflation number is very much possible, a realistic number, if hopefully all the macros fall in place. So I think, you know, we not be complacent, but we need to constantly monitor all the variables. And that is extremely important because this is not a static exercise. It regularly requires constant monitoring. And that is what the RBI has been doing quite well.
Could you tell us, should there be a challenge arise or the risks, as we have spoken in our previous response, should there be a situation where we need to tackle it with more vigor, which is the one that will get the primary impact, rural CPI or the urban CPI?
No, I think rural CPI is very important. I think hopefully, you know, this year monsoons have been much better than expectations. The previous one, last 2 years, monsoons have not been great. And that is the reason we have seen demand, you know, coming down quite significantly from the rural markets. So hopefully if demand increases from the rural markets, plus if food grain prices are under manageable control, then I think the rural CPI number is going to post a positive surprise. And that essentially will help the overall CPI index to come down. And that is definitely a big positive booster, you know, for the economy. So, you know, that is something which we are looking forward, that a good monsoon plus good demand, you know, from the rural markets coming in. So apart from the revenue generation, even the spending from the rural markets would obviously ensure that the income distribution is very well distributed in the rural markets of India.
Sir, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on decline in consumer price index. The participants were Avinash Gorakhshankar, economic analyst, and Bala Nagendran D., Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.